you know, it's interesting to me that my opponent and the GOP generally have characterized themselves as pro-coal. That's what they say all the time. I don't know how somebody is pro-coal when they fight improvements in mine safety, which is precisely what the GOP has done over the last 2 years during Mr. Griffith's tenure. I don't know how they're pro-coal when they delay regulations that would lower coal dust at the very time when black lung is dramatically rising. I don't know how they're pro-coal when they fight the very steps that would improve the lives of miners, miners' widows, retirees. That's one thing. The other is that my view of regulations is this. On the one hand, the GOP and Mr. Griffith have made it their mantra that the EPA is killing coal jobs. I will look at every piece of regulation coming from the EPA as well as anything coming from the Mine Safety Health Administration to try to find the best possible balance between retaining livelihoods and jobs on the one hand and doing what regulations are supposed to do on the other, which is protect the health of workers and the health of people downwind and downstream, basically our neighbors, their air and water quality, their land. That's the purpose of regulations. It's interesting that Mr. Griffith paints it in this way. It's also false because here's a fact. They lost jobs by almost 20% during the 8 years of the Bush administration. The Bush administration set aside some of the very EPA regulations that are now coming forward. They were actually first promulgated during the Bush years. They chose to put them on ice, basically, and along with other regulations, in the name of job creation. And yet, we lost almost 20% of our coal mining jobs in Southwest Virginia during those 8 years. So, it's not nearly so simple a picture as they paint. Relaxing regulations that might help and save lives will not necessarily keep miners employed. We just simply have to we have to come to grips with that. My own perspective, and I've said this to in the coal communities, and I've said it when I spoke to the UMWA, who subsequently endorsed me, is again that I'll fight for a balance in these regulations so that we do protect our neighbors, we do protect miners. I'll fight for that balance, and I'll fight for improving the economy and the job prospects in the coal fields. That's one of my highest priorities. I stood with the miners 22 years ago during the Pitson strike. I've worked on black lung issues with local black lung organizations since that time. I'm going to be fighting for the miners. My version of pro-coal means that you're pro-miner, you're pro-retiree, you're pro-their kids, you're pro-their community, not just trumpeting the company line.